Always a schus to be together, to be back together for Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Mamish was just a week ago, we had Tzitzis Mashiach outside. It feels like forever ago. It's unbelievable. It was always a schus to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. All the Torah tonight, all the Chizuk tonight, all the Torah tonight is being sponsored, first of all, Lila Nishmas, Ariel's father, Yitzchak ben Moshe, Zeichas Adakash Shavrach, it was yesterday, and Bez Hashem Yisbarach, Ariel should be a big schus for his neshama. He should be a male Yosher for you and your beautiful family, for only Simcha and Bracha, and all the schus and all that you've done, Siyum you made, Lila Nishmaso, and all the mitzvos. Be a schuss for him until Rezoich will be taunting with him with Mashiach Zukeinu b'meir b'meinu b'ez Hashem.
Amen.
And also, Yirtz Hashem should be a schuss as well. All the Torah, all the Chizuk, all the Soros is being sponsored. Lil Nishmas, Eliezer ben Yisrael should be a big schuss for his neshama b'ez Hashem's barach. And he should be a male Yosher, Zach, for your family always. And until Rezoich b'ez Hashem b'karov to be taunting together. Mashiach Zukeinu b'meir b'meinu b'ez Hashem.
Amen.
You know, in a certain sense, of all the Yom Tovim, Pesach should have the least separation anxiety. I mean, we love Pesach, it's beautiful, but, you know, the diet is not exactly the same, there's a lot that we're not able to eat. And more than that, Peruchnius, we have special days that we enter immediately into. You know, what is so hard about leaving a Yantiv is we have this time, Kedushas Hazman, that elevates us, that lifts us up, that allows us to connect in a different way. And then over. So you have the end of Simchas Torah, after all the beautiful Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. And then Simchas Torah ends, and mamas, you have no Yom Tov in sight for a very, very long time. And that's very, very hard. Pesach ends, and we're in the midst of the Yimei Sefir HaSoimer. And these are very halig days, very special days. At the same time, it doesn't mean it's not hard. At the same time, Sefir HaSoimer are very special days, and we'll learn about it over the next few weeks. Mir Tashem, we've been learning and growing and hopefully working on ourselves. It's something so special about Yantif. It's so special about the Zman that we have with our families, and specifically Pesach, Lel Seder. Is there anything more special, any night more special than Lel Seder? Incredible night with the Mishpacha, so special. I always said, we spoke about it so many times over, since Lel Seder. Like, I can't imagine what it is by the Umas Olam, what it is to be someone who doesn't have a Lel Seder.
Can't imagine what it is to be in a hotel with everyone.
It's also true, but we won't go there right now, we're past that. Hopefully whoever it was will do tshuva for next year, but... L'maisa is nothing, it's mamash kodesh kedashim. So what do we have? Now that Pesach is over? So you know, we always say here, we have to live with the Parsha. Well, the Abishai Rabbi Zechazel HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us we have to live with the Parsha. And the Parshas that we learn are there to inspire us, to give us chizuk at every particular time. And we're right now, Parshas Hazria, of course we had Shemini already right after Pesach, but now we're already removed from Pesach, and we have Hazria, Metzora. When we find these Parshas, is the constant repetition of the number 7. Constantly learning about the number 7. We have at the beginning of the parashat Hazria, Yoleda, someone who gives birth, and it's Tomei, by a Zachar for 7 days. By Nekeva, 2 times 7 days. We have a Mitzora, we learn about a Mitzora, and a Mitzora Muzkur, a Mitzora has to be set aside to figure out what the story is, for how long? 7 days. And sometimes, 2 times 7 days as well. We find this often by Tumah. Tumah Meis is 7 days. We constantly have 7 days. And the truth is that 7 day period that we find by Inyanei Tumah and Tahara was also commonly found by Yontif. Pesach was 7 days. Yet here in Chutzlart, we have Achron Shal Pesach. Sukkis is 7 days. Shavuos, only 1 day or 2 days of Chutzlart, but it's at the end of 7 weeks of 7 days. Constantly, that number seven is mamish a big time when it comes to Avodas Hashem and all of these in common. What is that telling us? Medrash Rabbah already tells us, Kol Hashivin Chavivin. Number seven is very chaviv, very beloved. And we find it. That's why this constantly we found in Halacha, the number seven. But why is that so beloved? Why is the number seven so important? How could a number be more chashiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does that mean? Kol Hashivim Chavivin, why is that? What is the number seven that we're constantly finding? You couldn't have been Tameh for 8 days, for 9 days, for 3 days. Why 7 days? 7 days by Yoledah, 7 days by Metzora, 7 days by Tumah Meis. And then Yontif, only 7 days. So Hail Gebeis Avram, Avslam says something so beautiful. He says, as the Pasuk tells us, in a few weeks in the Parsha, in Parsha's Bahar, when we're talking about in Yoni Shemitah, V'shavta Aretz Shabbos LaHashem, that even the Aretz represents the lowest of entities, the ground, the land, even that has a Shabbos. Shemitah, even that has a Shabbos. And that's because Shabbos is necessary to give chiyas, to give life, to give ruchnias, to give everything that anything has in this world. Basically, the world runs on Shabbos. Shabbos is the root of all kedusha, of all bracha. The Zohar says it so beautifully. The Zohar is found in Parshas Vayakov when talking about Shabbos. It says something incredible. First he said, "B'Shabbosa nitura ishtachach la'ama kedisha." Shabbos itself is a shmira for each and every one of us. B'kud shavrichu kad al Shabbosa ma'ater l'chol charchad Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to Shabbos, puts a crown on every single member of Klal Yisrael. When we enter Shabbos, first it's a shmira, and we're crowned. We have to come back to this line. He says, but now that you realize you have a crown, you have to watch over that crown. You have to protect that crown. There's our part as well, which we'll come back to that when it comes to Shabbos. Meaning, Shabbos inherently is this incredible Shmira. Shabbos inherently is this Keser. Shabbos is, as he says a little bit later, we'll skip, Hayoma Yoma Dinishmasiniyu V'lav Yoma Dugufa. It's a day of neshama. It's a day of the soul. It's the neshama yisera. It's a day of ruchnis. It imparts in everything in this world and every one of us the ruchnis that we have from Shabbos. The Zohar continues, Yoma de Shabbosa ched ve'ivi le'ihu le'kula. Shabbos is a day full of simcha for the whole world. Ve'kula is natar le'elav itata. And everything, the upper realm, the lower realm, is watched over because of Shabbos. And whatever light there is in the lower world shines even in the upper world. This just or kedusha, bracha, yom edishmasa, yom edchedva. So comes Eli Beis Avram, and that's what he says, is pshat. The Siv Shalom expands upon this in such a beautiful way. He said, when it comes to why is the number seven chavivin? Why is the number seven so beloved? Why is the number seven so chashev? Because the number seven is Shabbos. What was the first seven of the world? It was the seventh day of creation. And what was that? That was Shabbos. And every week on the seventh day is Shabbos. So if a person is in a state of tumah, it's not that he needs 7 days. I mean, he does, practically. But that's because within every 7 days, there has to be a Shabbos. No matter what day that begins. And Yontif, it's not that Yontif needs to have 7 days. is that Yontiv, to have Kedusha, to have Ruchnias, it needs to have a Shabbos. Yontiv is so beautiful. But Shabbos is Vayvaruch, Kemesh Yom HaShvivei Kaddish. All Kedusha and Bracha comes from Shabbos. There is no Kedusha and Bracha from Shabbos. There's no Neshama. There's a... You know what a goof without a Neshama is? You know what a goof without a Neshama is? 6 feet under. But we see people walking around a goof without a Neshama, where they're not in touch with their Neshama. They're not in touch with the Neshama that unfortunately sometimes is buried deep within. And what do we see? We see ugliness. We see darkness. We see people who are unhappy. We see people who are putting all their priorities in all the wrong places because they're not in touch with the Neshama. You know what brings Neshama into the world? That's what the Zohar is saying. What brings Neshama into the world? Shabbos. So Shabbos is the Neshama. You know what the Neshama is saying based on the Beit Avim? He's saying Shabbos is the Neshama of Yontif. Shabbos is the Neshama that brings Ruchnias to anything and brings Kedusha to anything that's Tumah. Your Tumah, you want to be Kaddish again, you need to go through a Shabbos. Because Shabbos is that time when I disconnect from everything that pulls me down. Shabbos is that time where I no longer have all that holds me back from being my true self. And I can be kulo, in touch with myself, in touch with my neshama, in touch with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you want to hear incredible? Meaning what we go, and that's what we're seeing time and time again in all these, in Tazria, Mitzora, time and time again, the number 7, to remind me of that, and maybe to give me the chizik that, yeah, I left Pesach, but I have Shabbos. Every week. We're sitting here now, it's Erev Shabbos Kodesh, it's about midnight. In just a few hours from now, it's going to be Shabbos. Before Pesach, how excited were we? How excited were we for Pesach? How much hachana did we go into Pesach? How much hachana? Hachana begashmias, hachana beruchnias. A lot of hachana. But we're saying now the neshama of Pesach is what? Is Shabbos. The kedusha, the ruchnias of Ivarakim, the kaddish, the whole kedusha and bracha is from Shabbos. We become desensitized because we have it every single week. But that's what we have every week. We have this incredible day to give us the neshama back. To give me ruchnis back. To remind me who I really am supposed to be. We've read this so many times here, but I have to reread it. It's Kedai. And if you haven't seen it inside, open up this week. Just learn it through on Shabbos. In the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, in Parshas Bereishis, in Perek Beis, it's on Pasuk Gimel. The Rechaim HaKadosh there on Kivo Shabbos. He's quoting from the Asaras of Dibros. He says, "Achem etzinu ki Hakadosh Baruch Hu gila hadavar." He's revealed the following: "B'masha Amar b'Asaras of Dibros." In the Asaras of Dibros, it says a pasuk which we've quoted before, and if you listen closely, it's missing a letter. Very famous pasuk, you all know it from Kiddush. Ki sheishes yomim asa Hashem es haShemayim v'Haaretz. Ki sheishes yomim asa Hashem es haShemayim v'Haaretz. What letter is missing from there? We've said this here before. Right? It should say ki b'sheishes yomim asa Hashem es haShemayim v'Haaretz. Within 6 days, God created the heaven and earth. What do you mean? Ki sheishes yomim asa Hashem es haShemayim v'Haaretz. It's missing a base. Listen to the words of Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. If all we came together was to chazer this Aruch Chaim HaKadosh tonight, it's Kodesh Kedoshim. Haregila, it's revealed to us. Ki b'shas habriya, at the time of creation, lo bara Hashem, listen to the words of Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Lo bara Hashem koach pa'olam, zulas la'amot sheishas yamim, latam hanoda lo. That the world was only going to exist at first, meaning only, I shouldn't say was only going to, I'll say better, let me read the words more perfectly, only had the ability to exist for those first 6 days, for reasons he understood, whatever that may be. Gam yadua liodea emes, and those who really understand the truth understand that, that's not for us to delve into right now. But there was a concept that the world was only created at first and only had the ability to last for those days that it was created. That's what the Archaim says. As we read very more perfectly, Ki sheishes yamim asa Hashem. that not in 6 days God created the world, but Hashem created 6 days. That's what it says. V'nizchakem Hashem, but through Hashem's wisdom, what happened? Ubara yom echad, he created one more day. Hu yodeh l'Hashem, ubo bayom, chuzer Hashem, umashbiya nefesh l'olam, shir hamakayim, od shishayamim, v'chein al zeh haderech. Then Hashem created one more day, Shabbos, and through that day of Shabbos, that day of Shabbos has so much spiritual power, so much ability, so much ruchnia, so much kedusha, that through that day, it gives an existence. It's chayzer to bring into the world another 6 days. B'chein al zeh derech every single week. Every week the world would cease to exist if it wasn't for Shabbos, giving birth to the ability to have another 6 weeks. V'zula zehayom, without that day of Shabbos, hayolam charav begamar sheshes yamim v'choizer letov v'vo. At the end of 6 days, the world would be destroyed and go back to a desolate place. V'tzarech Hashem lachinu pambez u'bamtzos Shabbos olam omed. That Hashem would have had to prepare a whole new world, but it's only because of Shabbos that the world exists. That was incredible, Aruch Chaim. And he reads this all just into one missing bez. Because it says, Kisheshes, Yom HaMas HaShem, God made it. It's incredible. Rechaim HaKadosh. So do we understand the koyach of Shabbos? Do we understand how special Shabbos is? Vayavaruch HaKim Shem HaShem HaKadosh HaSo. Vayavaruch, he gave it bracha, v'yakadosh, he made it holy. The Siv Shalom says, bracha gives you the ability of sur mera. Gives you the ability to remove all bad. V'kdusha, it has the ability to then asay tov. It gives you the ability for everything. Shabbos could give you the, that's why it is, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches says, Kol HaShomer Shabbos Kechaso Moichlan HaKovon Osov. It gives you the ability to completely recharge yourself, completely restart. Incredible. Incredible. We understood Shabbos. But it has to be like we just read from here. That's what it is. It has all these kochos that the Zohar taught us about. Uboi the intro label. We have to watch over it. We have to appreciate it. We have to do our part. We have to feel this, but then we have to, whether it's our davening and our zmiros and our Torah learning and our Shabbos on Shabbos. In 2006, it goes back 16 years ago, 17 years ago, in Lakewood, many, many tragedies were happening. Many tragedies. And that year, Rav Aaron Leib Shteinman, Zechazad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, visited Lakewood. I remember when Rav Leib came and went on a trip and he was going around to give chizik. I had the schus to see him. He visited Yeshiva Shara Torah. He visited Shara Torah in Forest Hills, and I saw Rav Aaron Leib there. I saw Rav Aaron Leib a few times in his house. We went to, you remember? So Rav Aaron Leib visited Lakewood during this year when many tragedies were going on in Lakewood. And the Gedolim in Lakewood asked him for Eitzah, what they should do. And he said, this upcoming Shabbos Kodesh, take on Shabbos a half hour early. All of Lakewood. Everybody in Lakewood should take on Shabbos a half hour early. So he said, the Shabbos show. How do you show you love Shabbos? One of the ways, and there's many ways, not the only way, but one of the ways, to Sefer Shabbos. Because if you really love it, I want more of it. It's not like, I want to be able to do till the last minute. And the minute Shabbos ends, I'm locked in my watch so I could turn on some playoff game because I can't wait for Shabbos to end. That shows that you don't love Shabbos. If you love Shabbos, you want it to last as long as possible. You want to get there early. You want to stay late. Tosefta Shabbos, right? So Baron Lip said, take on Shabbos half hour early. And they decided that Shabbos, all of Lakewood, was going to take on Shabbos half hour early. And Kachava they did. An hour into Shabbos, the dispatcher for Atzala that week, whoever was working by Atzala, the dispatcher, he didn't have one call yet. And usually he'd already have four or five calls. He checked, he had to make sure of the machines, to make sure that it was all working, because he thought maybe something's wrong. They go through all of Shabbos. On an average week, they said in Lakewood, there were over 40 Atzala calls. At that time, Now there's many more people in Lakewood. I don't know what it's like. Hopefully not. But over 40 Hatzolah calls a week. That Shabbos, they did not have one Hatzolah call the entire Shabbos Kodesh. Not one. Nisim Gluyim. The Koyach of Shabbos. The Koyach of Shabbos. The Shmira, like the Zohar says, of Shabbos. The Kiddush of Shabbos. You're on a different level. And you could live with it. You could take it with you. These days of Sfir Soimer. These days of Sfir Soimer, the big days. It's not just everyone, you know, used to be when you, hopefully now you're above this and it's not even like a Shaila, but it used to be when you were younger. I remember, are you still in? Are you still counting with the Bracha? It's like the big, big thing people talk about. Are you still counting with the Bracha? Even though it's dangerous on Lel Shabbos Friday night, if you daven early, by the way, don't you do something. Always do. I usually, if I do that, whenever, if I daven early, sometimes, even now, I don't like, I take my watch, I put it on my other hands, do something, because that's the one time when it's a little dangerous. But otherwise, a Yid who davens Ma'ariv every night with a minyan, what's the Shaila? But Lemaisa used to be, oh, he's still in a, to get off him. Forget about if you're still in with the bracha. Are you still growing? Are we working on ourselves? Do we understand all the midos of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes? Do we understand what we're trying to connect to? Do we understand, or even if we don't understand any of that Kabbalah, do we understand, are we working on anything? Are we trying to be Mekadosh yourself? Kedei letara mikliposeinu. We say the tefillos, right? We say the tefillos, Ribbon Shalom, Atasi Vison, Alide Moshe Abdachal, Lisper Sphere Zomer, Kishbarach, you commanded me to count Sphere Zomer, Kedei letarenu mikliposeinu, to be Metara myself. Are we being Metara? Are we working ourselves? Who here? Here. Right, we counted tonight the 15th day of the Omer. If you didn't count yet, we're 15 days in already. We're 15 days in, almost a third of the way there. How have we grown? What have we worked on? What have we done? But what is the whole counting? Sheva Shabbosos Tumimos. It calls it a Shabbos. It doesn't say Sheva Shavuos. In other words, all of the counting is counting our Shabbosos. In other words, the Koyach of it all is from Shabbos. The Koyach of all spheres from Shabbos. Meaning the ability to grow is always going to be connected to Shabbos. How Sfir started? It's Svatim Lechem, Mimachras. It doesn't say, it really means from the first day of Pesach. And here, very, and a lot of Mepharshim talk about this, why it does, but Pashtim based on what we're saying. Now we understand why. Svatim Lechem start, you count, Mimachras HaShabbos. Because the Koyach of our counting, which is our Letar Miklipasein, who comes from what? From Shabbos. If I want to work on myself, just connect to Shabbos. Live Shabbos. Make Shabbos the most Kaddish day of your life. It's going to have an effect on you. You're going to be a different person. My whole week's going to be different. Anyway, you want to know what to work on? Work on Shabbos. Oh, but I keep Shabbos. You keep. Am I singing Beatles and Zemiras on Shabbos? Am I learning enough Torah on Shabbos? Am I davening well enough Shabbos? All week long, we're so busy. And sometimes we're running through our tefillos because we're running to all different places, to classes, to tests, to studying, to jobs, to family, to errands, to real responsibility. Shabbos, we're running nowhere. Shabbos, no one has to run anywhere. So daven. At least once a week we could daven. My davening the way it should be on Shabbos. And my zmiras, sit by the table, sing zmiras. Oh, my rest of my family left me, so you can't sing by yourself. To sit and learn Torah on Shabbos. All week long, I'm here. I'm there. To sit and learn. Sit and learn. Also, Baruch Shabbos, opportunity to learn the things that we want to learn that we don't have the chance all week long to learn. Make Shabbos Kodesh. And the more we make Shabbos Kodesh, it's going to affect my entire week. It's Mekadesh me. I saw an incredible Torah this week. I saw it in Namaros Torah by the Rachma Strifku Rebbe. Quoted from the Torah Abayis, if I'm not mistaken. He asked the following, this Ribbono Shel Olam that we just said, right? The Ribbono Shel Olam at the end of the Tefillah is by Sfir Soimer. So we say, Atos V'Yisana Adem Moshe Avachal Lispar Sfir Soimer K'dei L'Tareinu M'Klipuseinu B'Tumaseinu. Hashem, you commanded me to count Sfira in order that I should be Metar myself. I should purify myself. That's the purpose of my counting, in other words, because I'm preparing for Kabbalah Torah. And I want to prepare and make myself as tar as possible for Kabbalah Torah. Like the Yidden who are on the 49th level of Tumah. And each day we're reaching, we're pulling themselves out of there. And then it says, Kamo Shekasafta Basor Asecha. Like it's written in your Torah, Svarta Mechem, Mimachas HaShabbos. Count for yourself. Now he started with two ideas. That we have a mitzvah to count Sfiras Omer, and he gave the reasoning. Kedei letara mit klipaseinu mitzumaseinu. And then after giving that, kamo shekasafta b'zecha sarasecha. So Pashtus is the Kamosha Kasaftimus Arsecha is teaching me, like I see in the Torah, that I both have to count, and giving me, like I see in the Torah, why I'm counting. Both. Otherwise, it would have said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Tzvi Dani Dimanu Shavdach Lizvar Sivir Somer Kemoshu Kusabtu Mizrach Vagul Machol Shabbos Vizeh Kidei L'Tar Biklut Baseinu. Right? If the pasuk's only teaching me to count, but not teaching me the reason for the counting, Kidei L'Tar Biklut Baseinu, then it should have been written that way. Svar, right? Should have been written. Have a mitzvah Lizvar Sivir Somer Kemoshu Kusabtu Mizrach Vagul Machol Shabbos Vizeh Kidei L'Tar Biklut Baseinu. And he himself, whoever wrote this tefila, is giving me his reasoning. Right? But no, it quotes it all and then says Kamosha Kasafti. The Torah teaches me Kdei Latar Miklubseno. Where's the Torah teach me that? The Racham Stivka Rebbe asks, where's the Torah teach me that? What do you mean? All the Torah says is count. It's a good question, huh? I don't have an answer. So he quoted other Svarim and say a famous idea of Lashon of Sviros. This I'm sure the Chevre seen. It's a sapir, it's a sapphire, which is a gemstone that's shining. So the sphere is counting, but it also is telling me that I have to shine myself, which is to be purify myself. It's one possible teretz that we see it in the pasuk Bederech Remez. But I loved what he brought down Rashi Tevos. We know the word lachem is somewhat superfluous here. There's a lot of different ideas we learned. Some learned that's why. We learned Shomea Kona doesn't work by Sphere Somer, because Lachem, you have to count. And not, you can't hear it from someone else, perhaps we learn from there. Some learn Lachem teaches us each individual counts and not Bezdin. Right? Because it could just say Usfartim, you should count. What? Usfartim Lachem, that's redundant. The word Lachem is extra. It could have said Usfartim Imarchas Shabbos. What's Usfartim Lachem? So he says Lachem is Rosh Tevos. Kidei l'tayer mekliposeinu. Usvartem. You have to, and he says, Ribbono shel Olam, atosi v'sanu lisvar sviras omer, kidei l'tayerinu. Hadi kamosha kasaftu usvartem lachem. Usvartem count lachem, kidei l'tayer mekliposeinu. Beautiful Rosh Hashanah. But I wanted to add in, maybe you could answer the whole question from the next couple words. Because that's why it doesn't say, v'machras Hayom Aleph Shel Pesach, which is when we start. But it calls Pesach, which is strange, Shabbos. Mimachras HaShabbos. That's teaching us Kedei L'Tahar Miklub Seinu. Because that's the whole Avodah of Shabbos. The whole Avodah of Shabbos is to wash ourselves. There's no more beautiful washing than that. Shlomo Karbach used to say so beautifully. He said there's all different types of soaps and shampoos and things that we could have to wash ourselves. But all of those washings wash only our chitzonis. Wash only our outside. How do we wash our insides? I want to wash my insides. I want to wash my pnimis. I want to wash my neshama. I want to wash my seichel. I want to be matar myself. Tar is not physical. Tar is spiritual. Lo aleinu, you touch a dead body. Is there any physical difference on you? Person's a mitzoyra, okay, there's spotting, but what the tumah is spiritual. I want to be matar mitlipusenu mitumusenu. Shabbos is a spiritual washing. Shabbos Kodesh is Kedei L'Tahar Mimachras HaShabbos. You go through a real Shabbos, I'm a different person. There was a Koyla younger man. And he walked into his Koyla one day. And he was drowsy. He was tired. He was falling asleep. And the Rosh Koyla came over to him and says, what's going on? You usually learn with a fire, with passion. Suddenly you're very tired, whatever. Something happened last night. You weren't feeling well. What's going on? He says, actually, let me tell you. I have an issue that I pull out my hair. This is what he said. It's an issue that he pulls out his hair. And I worked in it for a long time. I couldn't work on it. And eventually I went to a doctor to discuss, and he gave me a medication that would give me, somehow would control my mind, this medication that I wouldn't pull out my hair. But the side effect, I just started taking this medication, the side effect is it created a side effect that I'm very, very drowsy, I'm very tired. It's one of the side effects. He says, why is it so important you don't quell? Okay, maybe you should better pull out hair. No, but my problem was I was pulling out my hair even on Shabbos. I was pulling out my hair on Shabbos, so I need to do this. He says, but now you're drowsy and not able to learn. I don't know. I'm not sure. The Rish Kol says, I'm not sure if there's such a good cheshbon. You have to go to a gadol to talk to a gadol to see what the proper cheshbon is. If you're going to be drowsy, you're not going to have to learn. Obviously, pulling out your hair is like a misastic in some level. Definitely oynes. I don't know. Maybe you're not wanting to. It's b'shoigig. Maybe now you're not learning. So he went to Reb Michal Yehuda left. He went to Reb Michal Yehuda. And he told Reb Michal Yehuda the situation. Reb Michal Yehuda looked at him. And he said, tell me something. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You pull out your hair? Were you pulling out your hair even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? He said, no. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Not. No, I never did. I never had this problem. He says, why not? Because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Mamisha was so in control. How could I? I'm not gonna pull out my hair or do that. So Michal Yehuda says, oh, so you see, you do have the control. If it's chashiv enough to you, if the day is chashiv, you have the ability to have the control. The problem is, you don't have enough chashivas for Shabbos, because the Shabbos is every week. So you don't have the same chashivas for Shabbos as you do Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He looked at them, if you think Yom Kippur is holy, Shabbos is holier than Yom Kippur. Shabbos is holier than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you only have six aliyahs. Yom Kippur, you only have six aliyahs. Shabbos, you have seven aliyahs. Yom Kippur is holier. You have to. I want you to sit and learn about Kedusha Shabbos. Get a sefer, get a book, learn about Chashivas Shabbos. You'll see, you won't have this problem anymore. You don't have to take the medication to ruin your learning. And Kachave is exactly what happened. We understand how Chashiv Shabbos is, how Kedusha Shabbos is. And we have that every week. So we should have a separation anxiety from Pesach. All the Kedusha of Pesach is Shabbos. Every week all we have is because of Shabbos. I'm going to about to have Shabbos tomorrow night. Daven. You're going to go to shul. Hopefully, I don't know. Some shuls, they know how to daven. Some shuls, they want to have daven. You know? But you, wherever you are, you could daven. You know what I do sometimes when I'm in a shul that I don't feel they're davening? MS, Kabbalah Shabbos. There's really the chiv that you have to daven Kabbalah Shabbos, the minyan. Of course, Beroy V'amadr and Melech, and if it's in a shul where they're davening Kabbalah Shabbos beautiful, that's great, and it's going to help elevate your Kabbalah Shabbos. It's going to be awesome. But what if you're in a shul where it's about to do some of the tunes, but then I don't want to, you know those tunes, the old tunes that, you know, the ones that like, you know, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're doing this tune, right? No, you're smarty too. I don't know. But so you know what I do sometimes? Just go to the basement and daven my own Kabbalah Shabbos. And daven. And I close my eyes and I'm by the kaisel. Okay, it's a different kaisel physically, but like you get it. And daven, you're allowed to daven Kabbalah Shabbos be yechidus. I mean, yevada, you want to daven with a minion if the minion's helping you. But if it's a minion that's destroying Kabbalah Shabbos, and sadly they don't feel the Kedusha of Shabbos, and they want to just get home to eat so they can have their student half hour and get to sleep, because it's been a long week, and sadly they don't understand everything we're talking about tonight, so that's not for you. So go downstairs in the basement and daven Kabbalah Shabbos. Take your time. And you'll see, it'll be Kodesh Kedashim. And you get up to Shemona Esrei, and their Shemona Esrei might be 6 minutes long, or 4 minutes long, or whatever it be. You daven Shemona Esrei, and close your eyes and daven, and connect every word, and Shabbos, it's Shabbos. To understand how holy Shabbos is, how special Shabbos is. Our whole life is Shabbos. Our life is dependent on Shabbos. And we have this every single week. Vada, Yantav is beautiful, and we look forward to it. And it gives a little bit of a change of the Avodah, and it's important. And now we're getting excited for the anticipation of Shavuos. That's going to be beautiful. But I have Shabbos tomorrow night. I have Shabbos on Shabbos. Shal Shudis, Av Suda, Av Kiddush, Av Shabbos. My whole life could live on Shabbos. A whole different world when you have Shabbos. When you really have Shabbos. We all have Shabbos, but that was our day. But Uboi, the Intrule, you have to, the crown of Shabbos, you have to watch over also. You have to do your part. But somehow I chanced upon this week, this Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, and it was puzzling me. The Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. The Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says as follows. It's Perek Chaf. Eliezer Ben Horkness. Reb Tzadik Omer. Kol mi she'eno mavdil al-yayim b'matzei Shabbosos. O eno shomea min ha-mavdilim. Eno roa simen brachal oilam. If you don't say Avdallah, you don't hear Avdallah, you won't see any simen bracha forever. V'chol mishu shomea min avdilim o'mavdil min al-yayim ha-kadosh baruch hu koine oso l'skulaso. And if you do make Avdallah and you hear Avdallah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquires you for his skula, for his treasure. Shenemer v'avdilchem min ha'amim v'yisim li segula. Chashivus of Avdallah, right? Really? Avdallah is when I'm being mavdil from Shabbos, when I'm walking away from Shabbos. So the Pirkei of Eliezer has to tell me how chashiv Avdallah is. I could think pum fakert. I don't want to make Avdallah. I don't want to leave Shabbos. Shabbos is Yom Dishmasa. Shabbos is Yom that I have my Hatara. Shabbos, what do you mean? And Avdallah, but giving me the accolades of Avdallah? Isn't that strange? So I thought maybe on two levels. Number one, if I don't make Avdallah and I don't understand the Chashivas of Avdallah, it means I don't understand the contrast between Shabbos and the week. And I don't appreciate Shabbos. I don't appreciate, in order to connect to Shabbos, in order to gain all the Kedusha of Shabbos, all the Bracha of Shabbos, all the loftiness of Shabbos, I have to appreciate Shabbos. I can only appreciate Shabbos if I know what it is to make Avdallah. Doesn't mean I'm excited to be Mavdil. But I appreciate that Avdallah. I understand Avdallah. I understand this was Shabbos and now I'm going back into the week because I have to. And I'm excited for next week Shabbos. Maybe that's Pshat. But also, only if I'm Mavdil will I be willing to take it with me. Will I be able to take it with me into the week? And will it elevate my week? That Avdallah is a recognition that it's ending as well, so I have to bring it with me into the week. You know, we talk about Yoledes in this parasha, as Torah have shared before. We know Yoledes brings a very strange carbon. A woman who has a baby brings a very strange carbon, a carbon chatos. And Pashut Pshat, as Chazal teach us, is because the woman in childbirth starts screaming and cursing all different types of things, cursing at her husband for getting into this mess, saying she's never going to have another child, because there's a lot of pain and suffering. Now we have epidurals and flat easier, which is a simen toiv, because we're getting closer to doing away with all the klolos of Chet Adam Arishon. One of the klolos was that childbirth will be difficult. That means, Bez Hashem, we're closer and closer to the Mashiach. But it's another toiv for another time. We see this all the time. Our generation easier than ever before because we're getting close to Mashiach. So all the calls of Adam are fading away until we're Zoich Mashiach Bekarov, Bez Hashem. But what is it? So the woman goes through difficult childbirth and the woman says all these things, but the minute the baby's born, she forgets about all that she said and she didn't mean all those things. She didn't mean it when she says she's never going to have another child. And so she brings a carbon chatas. That's one way of looking at it. But another way of looking at it is a little bit deeper. You see, this woman, this Yoledes, she was just on the highest level of Kedusha. Why? She was a shutuf with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Who's the Ribbono Shel Olam more than anything else? What is the Ribbono Shel Olam? What makes the Ribbono Shel Olam the Ribbono Shel Olam? He's the Borei Almel. He's the creator of the world. And she was a partner in creation, bringing a yid into the world. So now that she has, she was on this very lot. I tell every husband when a woman or a husband calls me, I tell them, they know that Shatov is Lachas, they're expecting, which is so beautiful and good. So I chedah daven for that couple. So always, one of the things I share with them is this idea to let the husband know your wife now is on this very, very high level of Kedusha. You have to treat her in a more, hopefully you're always treating her beautifully and always treating her like a princess. But even more so now, she's a shutuf with Hashem, she's a part of Hashem in ways that us men never can never be. The moment she gives birth, which is inevitable, did she do anything wrong? Of course not. But at that moment that she gives birth, her personal level of Kedusha drops because she's no longer a shutuf. She's no longer a partner in creation. The creation is finished. So in order to recognize that drop in Kedusha, she brings a Karban Chatas. Not that she's done wrong, but that recognizes a drop and realizes I'm a lower level now. And why is that important? Because if only if I recognize that, will I be able to keep all the Kedusha with me. If I don't recognize the drop, I'm going to fall very, very deep very quickly. I have to know where I'm holding, know where I am, to be able to keep my heightened level of Ruchnius with me. So too when Shabbos ends. Shabbos ends, I have to be Mavdil, so that I can realize I'm going back into the week, so that I can try to keep all that I gained with me in my learning, in my davening, in my chesed, in my simchas achayim, in my feeling of kirvas elokim, kirvas. We mentioned that Sudas Mashiach, kirvas matra Shabbos. Because on Shabbos I have kirvas elokim. Sheva Shabbazos Tumimo, 7 complete weeks. And so the Beis Avram says as well, but Sheva Shabbazos Tumimos. Our whole avodah, we want to be tamim in life. We want to be tamim. Tamim means to be pure, to be complete, to be one with Hashem. All week long, that's hard. At least on Shabbos, let us be tamim. Sheva Shabbazos Tumimos. At least let our Shabbazos be tamim. And that will affect the rest of our week. That will have an effect on our week being different. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. There was a woman, Miriam. Miriam was raised in a reform home. Mamish was void of any real religion. Just traditional on some level. She was sent to a Hebrew school. But it was a Hebrew school that was mamish. They weren't allowed to teach any like real religion either. It was just like traditional Judaism. You're Jewish, there's a state of Israel. But in 5th grade in Hebrew school, she had an Orthodox teacher, and this teacher saw this a certain chayin and neshama in this woman, in this girl, this little girl Miriam. And even though the woman knew she might get in very big trouble for it, she invited Miriam to her house. This is a story, incredible. It's a mind-blowing story. She invited Miriam to her house for a Shabbos Suda. And she came. And she gets there and she sees, she got there before Shabbos, and she sees this woman, this teacher, her name was Mrs. Weiss. It was in Chicago, the story took place. And she sees her lighting Shabbos candles. She'd never seen anyone light Shabbos candles. She didn't even know what that was. That's how far, she didn't even know what that was. She asked her, and the teacher started teaching her how we start Shabbos by lighting candles, bringing light into the world, and telling her how we pray, and it's a big time to pray. And Miriam was enamored by this and asked her teacher, could I also light? And she said, because first she told her, one day you're going to light when you're married. She said, can I light now? And her teacher said, yeah, please come. She said, well, if she wants to, it happens to be some of a minhag by us, my daughters light one candle now. By Hasidim, there's an Indian, by some Hasidim, Lubavitch Hasidim, they all light one candle. So she said, come light, and she lit Shabbos candles. It was a special night, incredible night. But unfortunately, it didn't stick. She was in this family that was mamish anti-religion. And she went on to high school and eventually went on to college and was in chevra that held her back. And she fell to the lowest of places. And in college, she fell in love with this Italian Christian guy, Vinny. And no connection to Judaism at all. It was long gone that 5th grade Friday night. And she gets engaged to this Vinny. And she's set to get married to this Vinny in a church, to be married by a priest is how far. Unfortunately, she fell. And it's her wedding day. And she gets on her wedding gown. And her friends come to pick her up, to take her to the church, or to the, wherever they were taking pictures first, before, whatever it was. She's in her wedding gown. They come with a limousine. And they're in the limousine. And they're traveling to the wedding. And at that time, they're in the streets of Chicago, and it was Shabbos day. And 4 or 5 Beis Yaakov girls are walking, and the windows were down. It was a nice day. And they were on some Shabbaton. They're looking for some shul. They couldn't find it. They were a little bit lost. It wasn't where they were from exactly. And it was a red light. They see this limousine stop, and they see this kala. But she's not just in a white gown. She's wearing around her neck. When her friends in the limousine, when they picked her up, they presented her with a present. What was the present her friends got her? A diamond-studded cross. A And this Jewish Miriam, who went by Mary now, engaged to Vinny, about to get married, is in this gown wearing a diamond-studded cross. And even when she got that cross, by the way, for a few seconds her heart stopped and it reminded her and she really had some thoughts, but immediately she pushed that away. She's about to get married to Vinny and she's wearing this cross in this dress. And they see this kala and they're like, oh, so sweet, a bride. And they're lost and they decide to, for whatever reason, these Beis Yaakov girls walk over to the car that stopped at the red light to ask for directions. Maybe because they knew the area. And this Mary is by the window in her wedding gown with a cross and says, are you girls? And she knew in the long skirts and she realized it was Shabbos and Saturday. But she says, are you guys Jewish? She says, yeah, we're Jewish. We're looking for this in the shul. She's like, yeah, you know what? I'm also Jewish. And they look at her, they're mom's blown away, these girls, right? They're looking at this bride with a diamond studded cross around her neck. She says, I know that synagogue. I know where it is. You know what? Guys, you follow our limousine and you just follow us and we'll guide you there. And they get to the shul and this bride saying goodbye to the girls come over to her and says, you know, and they, I don't know where they thought to do this, but they see this bride who says she's Jewish with a cross around her neck. And they say, you know what? Why don't you come inside and get a blessing from our rabbi? The rabbi inside for your wedding, you're getting married. Come inside. And she starts thinking, man, that's a nice idea. It's beautiful. And her friends start saying, no, 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 you can't go. Vinny's waiting. We're waiting. You can't go. They didn't want her going into some shul. She's like, who knows what's going to be. And she goes into the shul and they're towards the end of davening. But they're still davening. And she, imagine the scene in the Chicago shul. Like this bride in a wedding gown with a cross. The girls asked her to take off. They said, but maybe take off the necklace before you walk in. It's fine, you wear it, but it's not respectful in the shul. She said, yeah, of course. She took off the necklace, but she's still in her gown. And she walks into the shul. And she was enamored by the beautiful davening. She heard, she's a little boy is singing at the end. There must have been the shul with the minhag singing Anam Zemiros, you know. And she hears that and she was enamored. It was so beautiful. The whole scene was beautiful. And these girls take her over to the rabbi, and the rabbi and Rebbetzin were there afterwards, and they start talking, and she says that she's getting married. Then the girls say, yeah, but she's Jewish. They say, you're Jewish, yeah. And they immediately get into conversation. They say, you know what? Would you be interested? Why don't you think about, you'll get married, but maybe not today. And maybe you spend some time with us, if you're actually Jewish, learning about your Jewish roots. And maybe you'd be connected to it, and you could bring Judaism into your life, into your marriage. You know, didn't say. And somehow she was so, she's like, you'd spend time with me teaching me this. Yeah, we'd spend all the time. That she was so blown away that these people she's meeting minutes ago are willing to spend time with her and want to teach her and want to this, and something within her, the pintaliyid. She says, you know what? Okay, I'm gonna do it. Like that, she goes back to the lemma, says, we're pushing off the wedding. Then Vinny's going to be so upset at you. It's not going to work with it. Vinny's going to understand. Don't worry. I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to go back to my roots a little bit and bring it back in. And it'll be beautiful. We'll merge, you know, Judaism, Christianity, whatever. I don't know. Whatever happened. One thing leads to another. She learns with this Rabbi Rebbetzin. Does away with Vinny. Is completely Baal's tshuva eventually. And throws it all away. All that, all the Christianity, all the marriage, everything. Where did this story come to light? Because she's today learning, she lives in Me'ah Sharim with her husband. Miriam, not Vinny. Vinny is out of the picture, I don't know. But and years ago, the first Shabbos that they were willing to have guests, they had guests over. And their guests are there, whoever it was, and they see to light Shabbos candles. This woman put on her wedding gown. Her first wedding gown. She put on that wedding gown. And they were blown away. What's going on here? Shabbos Malkus, I don't know. And she tells them this whole story. And she believes that the whole schus that she was brought back to Baal's Tshuva was the schus of her lighting candles when she was in fifth grade. That was the only thing she could remember that she did a mitzvah in her life. And only thing, why would Hashem have given her the ability, and she finds these girls on Shabbos, and on Shabbos, she said it was the schus of those lighting candles. She knows that was her schus to be brought back, to be Shomer Torah mitzvahs completely, and build a family of Shomer Torah mitzvahs. So that's Shabbos Kodesh. That's Shabbos Kodesh. That's just a fifth grader lighting candles one time. Imagine the schusim of every Shabbos that we have. Imagine our Shabbos, what schusim they are for us, what they could do for us. And don't worry about schar. Schar mitzvah b'ha malekah, and that's not where anu avodim and ein memashin zarev al maskal pras. But to feel the ruchnis of Shabbos, the gedusha of Shabbos, the life-altering existence that exists when we connect to Shabbos, when we daven on Shabbos, and we sing on Shabbos, and we live Shabbos. And we have this every single week. Kol Shavin Chavivin. That's the number 7. That's what could lift someone from Tumah to Tara. That's what gives the Kedusha to Yontiv. And that's what we have every week. Let's look forward to Shabbos Kodesh. And Bez Hashem in Schus of Shabbos, we'll have Kedusha in our lives. We'll have Brach in our lives. To our Zoyche, to the not just the Yoyma de Nishmasa, but a time where everything's Neshama, with Mein Olam Haba, with Bias Mashiach, with Gula Shlema, and Herabi Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.